NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. During April 1990, astronauts aboard Space Shuttle Discovery placed the powerful Hubble Space Telescope into orbit. From a vantage point high above Earth, the Spaceborne Observatory began its astronomical assignment to probe the immense universe like no other telescope had ever done before. First images relayed from the orbiting space telescope, however, revealed to scientists that the instrument had a severe problem.
It was a Sunday. It was actually Father's Day, too, on top of everything else. Oh, I was crushed. I mean, I think we were all crushed. It was a very deep depression.
That's Ed Wyler, NASA Hubble Space Telescope program scientist. Wyler, along with his space telescope colleagues, later found that Hubble's primary mirror had an optical defect, blurring the telescope's focus and preventing it from immediately achieving key science objectives. But thanks to shuttle astronauts, the Hubble Space Telescope is now returning picture-perfect images. NASA's Wyler recalls when he saw that first fully focused picture.
I'd have to rank that just below, you know, getting married and watching my two kids being born. I mean, next to those three things, that had to be an event of a lifetime. I mean, seeing that first image coming down. When that first image came down, we just knew that it was fixed because it was a nice, tight little dot as opposed to a big blurry circle, which we used to get.
With the Hubble Space Telescope now able to scan the universe with a clarity and detail never seen before, Wyler says that the observatory is ready to take on several challenges.
The search for black holes, do black holes really exist or are they just a figment of the theoreticians' minds? Now that we have Hubble fixed, we'll be able to really prove that they exist or prove that they don't exist, probably over the next course of even maybe 12 months.
Another task is to peer into the universe for a better understanding of the so-called Big Bang. The moment the universe came into being.
How did matter evolve after the Big Bang? That is, how did we get from a uniform cloud of hydrogen expanding from the Big Bang to the galaxy, stars, and planets and complex universe we see today? To do that, we have to look back in distance and time, and we will do that now with the improved Hubble.
Hubble observations will focus on other quests, such as, will the universe expand forever, or slow down, stop, and then collapse upon itself in a mammoth cosmic crunch?
You don't really answer all the questions. What you do is you start to be able to ask more questions, and sometimes that's even more important. I think nature is a lot more bizarre than even our human imagination can conjure up. It holds a lot of surprises for us.
With the early problems encountered by the Hubble Space Telescope now resolved, it is truly astounding scientists from around the globe. NASA's Wyler recalls the reaction from astronomers at a gathering a few months ago.
There was one session where we showed those first images, and I believe something like 1,800 or 1,900 astronomers, which is about the number that were at the meeting, showed up in this one room, made it overflowing, and it was just a really fun session. I mean, we had a few outbreaks of applause, spontaneous applause. It's really incredible for a bunch of conservatives like astronomers, you know.
In 1997, another set of shuttle astronauts will revisit the Space Telescope, fine-tune the Earth-circling observatory, and install new equipment, further enhancing its ability to explore the surrounding cosmos.
And that's the whole theory of Hubble. We keep it up to date, even though it was built in the 1980s, basically, by going up every 3 years or so and not only doing routine maintenance, but upgrading the instrumentation to take advantage of technological advances.
NASA's Hubble Space Telescope is expected to have a long lifetime, opening new horizons in astronomical research. But why a space telescope? Why explore? Why ponder the universe? Ed Wyler explains.
I'd say only people who have had children can understand what I'm going to say, but if you don't believe that humans are born curious, are born explorers, are born asking questions, watch a two-year-old when they first start to crawl or first start to walk. Humans by nature are explorers.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.